ESPN 97.5.
KFNC and 97.9 HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Presented by Zadok Jewelers.
Dallas people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
That's dumb, Jeremy. Wow. Dumb.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9 for opening day. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, so today, Astros opening day, Sweet 16 tournament action. You can watch it all day here at East River 9. All day tomorrow, East River 9. Saturday and Sunday. How about they got crawfish boils here through May at East River 9? Crawfish boils.
Good. Come out to
it. Love that.
When is it?
What? It's Saturday and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday's here.
Okay. Last year, I think they did them last Saturdays, yeah.
River House Restaurant, the go-to sports watching destination for college hoops, Astros baseball, and every major golf tournament all season long. You know, by the way, Houston Open today, okay?
Yeah.
Are we going to pump it up for Houston Open today?
Well, we'll pump it up for opening day. You can put in if people want to.
I want to pump it up for the Houston Open.
If people want to jump in for the Houston Open, they can.
Yeah. Let's go, Scotty. Make that putt, okay?
How do you pump up golf?
Are you kidding me? People, start thinking about your pump it up for golf, okay? And let's do that. Let's pump it up for Astros and Houston Open today. So we'll do that at the bottom of the hour here. Sean, well, you better be ready. You got an intern in there? Because you got to answer. You're going to have to. People want to pump up golf today.
I don't have an intern.
You don't have an intern? I don't know if we're going to be able to handle it with the amount of people that are going to want to pump up golf.
Lately, our pump-ups have not been as pumped up.
Well, today, with golf, that's what because we haven't done
well,
golf.
Yeah, you're not going to need an intern at all. You won't have any pump-ups.
No, you're going to have a lot of pump-ups. Yeah.
If you don't make it about opening day, you'll have no pump-ups.
Yeah. Let's go.
So Fromber's on the bumperoo today, and he is going to be dealing. You've got – how about that? You get to take a good look at Juan Soto right off the break.
We know.
Right off the rip.
Pete Alonso, Juan Soto. Let's go. All right? I ain't scared. You scared of Juan Soto? No.
A little bit.
No.
I don't want to give him a good pitch to hit. No.
Well, no. Fromber ain't giving him nothing to hit. He's going to pound it right in the ground.
Yeah, I like that lefty on lefty.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Scared of his.
Astros are.
What are they today?
Small favorites, minus 125. Over-under 7.5. We're not expecting a whole lot of runs scored. But actually, every over-under 7.5 now. Holy crap. Like, literally everything.
Really?
Yeah. Almost everything.
That's a low number.
It's really low.
It's opening, well, a lot of cold weather.
It's ace on ace.
There's some cold weather.
And there's ace on ace.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're just getting out of spring. So some of the bats aren't fully cranked up yet. I guess it makes some sense. And there's probably historically something to lower scores early is my guess why Vegas would do that. That's just really low. I mean, Toronto has an 8.5 over-under. The Yankees have 8 against Milwaukee. But everything else, 7.5, 7.5, 6.5, Marlins versus Skeens.
Oh, well, Skeens.
Skeens is going to be a dominator. The over-under for the Marlins is 2.5.
That's a low number, bro.
That is a low number.
And I'm I don't know. You
Skeenser
never know.
Is a massive problem.
Yeah.
No, you
yeah.
like him for Cy Young this
yeah.
year?
Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah.
What about Trouble?
What is his number?
I think he's the chalk. Now, it's not a great team, though. You still have to get to a certain amount of wins, but I think he's going to be so dominant that it won't matter.
He is filthy. He is just filthy.
He is a filthy animal.
Sean is on hold, wants to talk about the Astros. What do you say, Sean?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy opening day to those who celebrate. I yep. heard people that are scared. People are scared here. Why are you scared about the Astros season? You know? What is it? Hey, you're scared? You go to church. You still
is
scared?
That what happens?
Go buy a dog.
Go buy a dog.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. Alicia Keys, she's a beautiful person, but that song sucks about New York.
Mets the entire state of mind.
The pizza sucks. You know what? I ain't worried about it. We got Cam Smith over here. We're going to call him Camatron because he's like the, what do you call it? The battleship. He's Camatron, mm-hmm. right?
All right.
The SS Let's go, Cam baby. Smith.
This is a pump-up call.
This is a pump-up call.
That's what a pump-up call. Then that music. Oh, go ahead.
Juan Soto, Miguel Cotto, Dorothy and Toto, Astros and Fives.
Wow.
That's a pump-up call. That's what that was.
They're only playing three games against
it's
them.
Not real, it's not a real.
Astros and Fives. Astros and Fives.
It's not a playoff series.
We're not in a series.
Well, still, but, if it goes five.
But right. It's not going five.
Maybe he meant Astros in five innings because something's going to happen.
In five innings.
What's going to happen?
Run rule them. We're going to run rule them.
Maybe they run ruled.
Has that been implemented in Major League Baseball this year?
Not yet, but it could. You don't
know.
What
about in minor leagues where they have two bases, or in college baseball where there's there's the first base and then there's the other first base?
Well, how about the guy got picked off? He was standing on the other first base.
I mean, why don't we just think people are so dumb. Let's just make two bases.
It's for safety reasons,
it's
right?
It is for safety reasons. How many times are there safety issues? The guy was standing on the wrong base on a pickoff.
Yeah.
And the guy tagged him. He goes, and the umpire goes, you're out. You're on the safe base. You're not on the real base.
Right.
And I'm the guy. I'm like, no, this is.
They're both
shouldn't
bases.
Shouldn't I be on this base then also? Because I don't want to collide with this first baseman. Isn't this a safety issue still? No.
Nope.
It's not. So now you're out.
Yeah. Right. I like it. Way to go, Sean. Pumped it up. A little early.
He said Juan Soto, Miguel Cotto, Toto, and
Dorothy and Toto.
Dorothy and Toto.
Doesn't matter. Astros and five.
Yes.
Player futures. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fromber, by the way, is plus 2,000 as the AL Cy Young. And
20-1, I'll take it.
And Hunter is 16-1.
Wow, Hunter's a bigger favorite.
Scooble is 3.5-1. Then Garrett Crochet. And then you've got Logan Gilbert after that. And then it's a bunch of guys who are over 10-1. In the National League, Skeens is 225. So he's less than 2.5-1. He is a massive favorite. There might be some action with Zach Wheeler at 7.5-1. Can Chris Sale? Chris Sale's 18-1. Can he crank up that? Can he crank up the? Is there any chance that Shohei Ohtani can get there as a Cy Young Award winner? He's 45-1.
No, there's no chance. I don't think they're going to throw him that. No,
not coming off the arm.
And they're not going to throw him that much.
Blake Snell is 10-1. I just think it's Skeens all the way. Unless Skeens gets hurt, I don't know. I mean, Skeens is so dominant.
Who else? Because if he does,
Zach Wheeler and Blake Snell are the next up, and then after that it goes Yamamoto and Corbin Burns. And then it's a bunch of 20-1s and higher. Michael King, 20-1. Dylan Cease, 25-1. Glasnow, 22-1. You know, you got some long shots in there that make some sense. Aaron Judge is the favorite for AL MVP, followed by Bobby Witt Jr. Gunnar Henderson is 6.5-1, and then Yordan, 7.5-1. So he's fourth highest in the AL. That's respect.
Yeah.
When you look at these other names, Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson, Aaron Judge, that's kind of the big three. And then Yordan's right there along with Corey Seager. And then Vlad Guerrero Jr. And then you got Julio Rodriguez and then Mike Trout. Shohei is plus 170 MVP. He's the biggest lock on the board
for
any of these futures this year.
Wow.
Plus 170, followed by Juan Soto. To me, at 600, I'd take a crack with Juan Soto. And then you got Ellie De La Cruz is plus 900. And Fernando Tatis Jr., plus 800. Man, the National Mookie Betts, Bryce Harper, National League, Kyle Tucker. What some players over there in the National League. Ronald Acuna. Freddie Freeroller.
Hey, when we come back, Five Star's going to give us some winners today. Let's go. 713-780-3776. If you got a question for Five Star, just tell Sean and he'll ask Five Star what he thinks about it. If you want to get in here, Five Star next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, bringing some winners home. You know what? How about being a winner and going to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles? Golden Nugget Lake Charles is the place to get your win on. Golden Nugget Lake Charles has the DraftKings Sportsbook. Golden Nugget Lake Charles is so much fun to watch your NCAA tournament at. So much fun. If you've never been in a casino, like get a wild hair and go there tonight or tomorrow and watch this weekend. I mean, it is so much fun. All of the different bets that you can make, it is just a great time to be in a casino. So much fun. You got the windows right there that you could just run up and put whatever down, whatever feeling you get. But they've got everything else, too. They got the golf course there. They got the swimming pool there. They've got poker. They've got 12 restaurants. They've got the Blue Martini nightclub. There's nothing that they don't have. And the big, full Vegas-style casino. I love Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. So much easier to get to than Vegas. It is the place to get your bet on right now. Get a wild hair. Go to GoldenNuggetLC.com. Make a reservation for a beautiful room at GoldenNuggetLC.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
Welcome back. Time for 5-star. Live at East River 9. We are here. We are ready to watch games. We got Houston Open. We got Astros baseball. We got NCAA tournament. All right here at the River House. Come on, baby. Get on over here to East River 9 and watch. Get your sports on. You got guys out there playing right now in the rain. That's awesome. Guys are out there saying,
with an umbrella.
I don't care.
We had a guy out there hitting early. He had an umbrella.
Yeah.
And he just said, I'm playing.
He said, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm going out there today. There's my girl, Demi, right there on TV, right there.
Demi Moore?
Yeah.
Oh.
We were hanging out at the Oscars.
You happened to be in her vicinity.
She was, I mean, I had to tell her I'm married. Stop already.
That's what was going on?
That's what happened. That's my story.
Okay.
And I'm sticking to it. And it's 5-star in Vegas that's joining us right now to give us winners. What up, 5-star?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Not raining on the golf course in Summerlin, man, but it is some guys out here playing. I'm actually walking right here on the golf course now.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, you don't get rain there. I mean, you're in the desert, brother, okay? We get a little rain over here, all right?
You get a little rain in the Gulf of America, huh?
That's right. That's right.
Except water.
Right in the Gulf of America, right? We got it coming up right from the Gulf of America right here. 5-star, tell me you like the Cougs. I mean, tell me Purdue can't play with them.
Of course not. We're going to go Houston first half. I didn't put it on the list, but anyone who follows the show and follows me knows that's an automatic bet. It's been maybe the last three seasons for people who tune into the Wagering World on YouTube or, you know, follow me online on my different appearances. I always ride the Cougs early. I think that Purdue is going to have difficulty dealing with the athleticism and that man-to-man defense that the Cougs like to run, man. You know, they do have some veterans over there, but those guys have a real difficult time dealing with that pressure defense.
Yeah, okay, thank you. They can't handle the Cougs. Beat
you know,
it.
I will say, it's interesting that stat was, not that it matters in for the game. I don't know, John brought this up, and I saw a graphic of this. Matt Painter's one of the only guys who has all five of the same players, like, he's all homegrown.
Yeah, no,
his talent, he keeps them all.
His top seven are all from Purdue.
I think that's – I mean, Matt Painter's
and Michigan State.
He's a good coach. I think it's just a bad matchup for it.
Yeah.
I think the pressure up front is going to – in the backcourt is going to be a real problem for Purdue. Yeah. So I do think Painter's a really good coach, but I'm with you, 5-star, and that was an easy – you know, in that Edwardsville or whatever they were called – we talked about the first half on that one. They just absolutely obliterated them in the first half.
We almost hit the direct number, too. Remember, we said like 40 to 20. I think it landed somewhere right around there, too.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It was really close.
Yeah, it was 46-24, I think. It was. They did hit the over on 20 points.
No. Oh, yeah, 24. Yeah. They did have 24.
Right. All right, well, who you like now, 5-star? Give us some winners.
All right, we're going to go tonight first with the first matchup. Man, this is a really good one. BYU versus Alabama. Alabama's laying 5. BYU has been under the radar. I've been watching those guys play all year, and man, they're really good. 9-1 in their last 10, 8-2 against the spread during that time. Their only loss was to Houston. Houston beat them by 20 in Houston, but besides that, they've had some really quality wins at Iowa State and also at Arizona. You have Nate Oates, who has just too many horses, in my opinion. They got the steady hand of Mark Sears, man. Mark Sears is pretty much Jalen Brunson of college basketball. He gets where he wants, left-handed guy, really strong, really sets that offense in a good position to win, and usually comes through, man, when that team needs him. You know, he's the engine of that offense. The offense ranks number one in the division in scoring, man, 90.8 points per game, and also has the highest tempo by 10 pawns. But they're facing a really efficient offense in BYU. The Cougars are top 30 in three-point percentages, top 10 on two-point percentages. Their hallmark is really efficiency. I like their new coach, Kevin Young. He's actually the great-great-great-grandson of Lorenzo Young, who's the brother of Brigham Young. So he had some really strong ties to that university. He cut his teeth coaching G League and did a really good job. He's bringing that NBA style to BYU. It's just his system, why they've been playing so good. I don't think that they're going to be able to hang with Alabama. I think Alabama is a really good team. As you've seen them going to the Final Four now, this will be the second straight year, and I think they've been to the Sweet 16 four straight years. So Nate Oates has quietly built a monster there. I just think it's too many dogs for Alabama right now. Next year is the year to beat BYU. They're building a really good program out there. They got A.J. DeMonza coming in and some more recruits, and I think the Kevin Young is going to have what BYU is going to be a regular in this thing. But for tonight, we're going with the bench. We're going with Mark Sears, Alabama minus five.
Alabama minus five. All right, we got Alabama minus five. Who's next?
We're going with the second game, which is Maryland plus 6.5 versus Florida. It's a very funny number with that 6.5. ACC is not a good conference, as we've seen through the tournament. They really all got handled this tournament, except for Duke. Duke is looking decent, but the rest of the teams did not fare well. With that said, I think Maryland's a little bit different, man. Maryland is a really deep squad. They have five starters that all average double points, and they have some big men, and Andrew Reese's brother, Julian Reese, and then Derrick Queen, the hero from the last game. These guys are NBA players, and Florida's used to dominating guys up front and having a size advantage on most teams that they play. I think that the physicality of Maryland and also the scoring of their front court is going to get the Florida beaten in some foul trouble, and I just think it stays close the whole game in this one. I think that Maryland figures out a way to stay within the points. If it was under six, I'd be thinking about Florida, who's the better team. Walter Clayton's going to be the best guy on the court. He's a really good player. He's going to play in the pros. But with it being over six and the way that Maryland shoots free throws, I got to go with Maryland on this one, man. I'm taking the plus 6.5. I think the public will be all over Florida.
I like that. I like that. I like the free throw thing, too.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I want to get back for a second to the BYU game. Do you see this? Alabama's pace is substantial. They get up and down and shoot. BYU is one of the top three-point shooting teams in college basketball. Are you looking at a total on this one? You could look at it one of two ways. You know that the total is going to be high because of the way both teams play, so maybe there's value in an under if both those teams, you know, play more defensive-oriented because they want to slow down the other strength. Or do you look at this as, hey, we're getting pace and – you know, this is just going to be one of those games where it's back and forth on a lot of made baskets, and it's going to be an easy over. Like, do you have a feel for that total?
On this one, I'd have to go over, even though I probably would wait live to see if we get maybe a slow beginning and then can catch it, you know, second half. The numbers are going to always catch back up. So the number right now is the highest on the board. I think it's 175.5 the last time I saw it. So that's basically saying that each team is going to score 85+. You know, so that is a little high, but you can only go over with these two teams just by the way that they shoot the ball. They shoot the ball so well, and we know that Alabama is much like Michigan State. As soon as they get the rebound, man, they're gone. You know, they play NBA-style basketball. They're going to try to, you know, get some easy baskets, and they're going to keep that tempo up. BYU, as you said, is very efficient, but they're going to get some shots up as well, man. So I'd have to lean toward the over. But I'd rather catch it live and try to get it under that 175. 175 is a lot of points to be scored.
Where's that game played?
I believe that that game is going to be played in 1 second. I know one of them, the Maryland game is in San Francisco. Let me see where these guys play. They got all these different locations for them right now, John. Hold on 1 second, I'll tell you.
Well, is it a dome?
In Newark, New Jersey.
In Newark. It's not a dome then.
Yeah, the Prudential Center, Newark, New Jersey.
Okay, so a dome changes things. Like playing in, yeah. I mean, I would take the under in a dome as opposed to a regular building because the sight.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean that we see it so often that the sights are off. You get the depth perception is just different. So that's a maybe they will score 175.5.
Yeah,
all
this
right.
Is Providence Old Stadium, so they won't have that problem.
Nope. Okay, let's go Arkansas now versus Texas Tech.
Arkansas is the best number 10 seed we've seen in a long time. I think that Coach Cal has been playing bluff all year. He was dealing with a lot of injuries, man, but they have a hell of a roster over there. Two great transfers, and DJ Wagner, who came over from Kentucky with him, and then Jahnel Davis. I don't know if you guys remember now, but we talked a lot about him the last couple of years in Florida, man, when they made those runs for us and got to the Final Four. Actually, the other guy, too, is with Florida that used to be on the team as well. So they have a lot of guys on their squad who's still playing, and Golden actually is playing in Michigan. But I do like Arkansas in this game. They got help at the right time. Their leading scorer is coming back, too. I do. Furio, he hasn't even played during the tournament, man. He's 6'8", can play every position from the power forward down to the shooting guard, and I just think that the versatility and the way that Arkansas gets after people in their defense is going to be too much for Texas Tech. Texas Tech is also going to be dealing with a step up in competition. I know they played a lot of tough games in the Big 12, but they just recently beat University of North Carolina at Wilmington and Drake. Then you got Arkansas, who just played Kansas and just played a really tough St. John teams and overcame that. They're much more talented than Texas Tech. J.T. Toppin is a really good player for Texas Tech. I bet a lot of overs on him in cash. Grant McCaslin is a good coach, but I think Texas Tech goes down in this one. I actually like Arkansas to win this game. Money line. I also have a flyer on Arkansas to win the West at plus 900. Them only need two games with the type of talent over there with Coach Calipari's history in March. That's a really good value at plus 900 for them to get to the Final Four, man. They're being underrated, but give me Arkansas in this game. Give me the points and money line on this one.
Yeah, I love that one. Arkansas has played so well. They're so athletic. They get second shots. They keep the ball alive on their side of the court. They get into passing lanes and cause problems. You mentioned the coaching, so you have Calipari there. But I also love teams who are able to create second shots and create second possessions. And that's Arkansas. And, you know, honestly, I've just been kind of going by the mode of I believe in the SEC this year. What you see is what you get. And I'm just kind of following, hey, when in doubt, like Ole Miss with Chris Beard, I'm just saying I'm going with SEC teams, especially plus five and a half points. Oh, my gosh. I'm anything more. I get you on the money line for sure, but, man, I love the points also.
Yeah, Chris Beard's a good coach. He was talking about Ole Miss. He's done a lot of damage in the tournament over the years. But I agree with you, man. Arkansas showed last game against St. John. That team has a lot of fight, and that's what you look for. You already know they have the talent, but they have a whole lot of fight, man. They got two freshmen who are getting playing time now. Boogie Flan is one of them, and I forgot the other kid's name. These guys are top five recruits, man. And like I said, Calipari is sitting on a nice squad over there. He just couldn't get them all healthy at the same time. They're healthy at the right time now, though.
Well, and you like Kentucky. You like another dog. You like Kentucky money line?
Oh, yeah, I love Kentucky Friday money line. They won four straight against Tennessee. I think five out of six against Tennessee in the last six matchups. It's a funny dynamic going on in this tournament. You got, all right, Mark Pope, who coaches Kentucky, is going to be watching BYU and Kevin Young because he has to perform well because he doesn't want the people at BYU to be like, see, I told you this guy wasn't a good coach. And then you got Calipari, who's at Arkansas looking at Kentucky, and he wants to go farther than them. So it's a lot of different things going on with these coaches that's going to have them really motivated besides just trying to take their team to the Elite Eight, man. And I think that Kentucky is one of those teams. I think Mark Pope is definitely keeping his eye on BYU and what they're doing. And I also we've seen over the years, Rick Barnes struggles this time of year, man. Like, you know, he hasn't been a good coach. Sweet 16, Elite Eight games. He's had a lot of teams that should have been in Final Fours that didn't go. And I think this is going to be one of them. I think that this is a bad matchup for them. Kentucky's just more talented than they are. They have some really good players. Kobe Brea is going to be a really good NBA guy. He's a two-way, 6'8 kid that can shoot the three. They are missing Jackson Robinson, who was their biggest transfer point guard for BYU, but they still had a kid from San Diego State who's been there forever. He took San Diego State to the championship, and he missed the last shot, or they would have won the championship that year against UConn. So it's a lot of veterans, a lot of good transfers, and then a lot of homegrown talent as well on Kentucky. I think that their ability to take on Barnes and always out-coach him and outperform him is going to come out again in the bigger games, man. So give me Kentucky, man. Kentucky plus 4.5, Kentucky money line. I was wondering why they were 3-seed, but the tournament guys knew what they were doing.
That is Five Star in Vegas, Wagering World, and right here with us, giving you winners tonight. Right here on ESPN.
Houston's owned by way of Louisiana, and now currently reside. Five Star is like one of those old, like a boxing match or a wrestler. It's like a UFC fighter, you know, fighting out of Las Vegas, out of where are you, Summerton, or what's it called?
Yeah.
Summerlin.
Yeah, I've been filming in Las Vegas. It's still
yeah,
Las Vegas,
yeah.
Though.
By way of Houston, Texas, originally from Louisiana.
Yeah.
Don't you have the? He used to have the little arrows. It was he had in his bio. It was arrows. It was. I think you still have it, right? Or little airplanes where it was Louisiana to Houston to Las Vegas.
Yeah. That's me, man. I did a lot of traveling as a kid growing up, man. I had an entrepreneurial spirit, man. But I left Monroe, Louisiana at the age of 17 when I graduated from Wichita Parish High School and came to Houston with my dad. I'd already been coming up there. My dad's been in Houston since he was in Houston from 1971 or something like that, man, until he passed a couple years ago. So I was in Houston, man, from 17 years old until 35, and then I moved out here, man. So I've been in Vegas ever since. I've been in Vegas now for 7 years, so really enjoy Vegas. I love Vegas, but my heart is always in Houston. My home is always in Houston. All my family is in Houston.
And so, your teams are in Houston, right here.
All my teams are the Cougars, the Rockets. We got the Astros. They got Cam Smith for Rookie of the Year, plus 600. Take a flyer.
That's it. Well, I got a plus 450, so plus 600 is nice money. Hey, that's Five Star in Vegas right here on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Five Star, we appreciate it. All right, brother.
Next week, help me. All right.
Five Star back next week to do the Final Four for us. All right, we got a break. Listen, I want to tell you something about – I want to tell you, you got – your property taxes are coming in right now. If you don't do anything about it, like the three-year impact of not protesting in Texas will raise your taxes exponentially. It's ridiculous. If you don't do anything about it, if you just sit there and let the government decide how much your house is worth, it will cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. Ownwell has hundreds of thousands of customers. They 86% of their customers receive a reduction. That means the government is wrong 86% of the time. And by an average of about $1,100. You take that $1,100, then do it again next year, then do it again next year. You're costing yourself, and then it could get even worse than that. Thousands and thousands of dollars it could cost you. You've got to do something about it. The deadline to protest May 15th for most counties. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes and start your protest today at Ownwell.com. 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 And tell them you heard it right here.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
Quick segment here, and then News of the Weird coming your way. All right, you don't have the Astros. I got the Astros winning the division. Dale, you got the Astros winning the division?
Sure, why not? I mean, there are a lot of things have changed, but until proven otherwise,
yeah,
I'm taking them.
No, I got the Astros winning the division. The other teams are just, they're just meh. They're mid. Astros win the division, and they make some noise in the postseason, too.
What does that mean?
That means another ALCS.
Oh, okay.
Another ALCS.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Off the Detroit debacle?
Well, yeah. Detroit was, no one could beat Detroit last year.
That's a good point.
Except for the next series where they lost.
Yeah, but
no one in an Astros
in
uniform.
In a two-game series.
Well, it was
nobody.
A three-game series until the Astros got swept at home.
They blew their
What?
What?
Their momentum.
Their Pistons.
Their momentum.
Detroit, they blew their.
Detroit blew their momentum.
Oh, okay.
With the Astros series. They had nothing left in the
blew
next
their
series.
Momentum? That's not normally.
Well, that's not the boxing phrase that is used, but, you know, I can't say it here because you guys will run with it like children.
What? I don't even know
ahead.
What you're
in boxing, they say blew your load. They say that in boxing. When you throw so many punches.
Mm-mm.
Would you like to do something with that?
Mm-mm.
He's lying. He does.
I don't.
Okay, let's move to the next topic then.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see
who wins the Houston Open?
Matt Rye.
Ron Sarai. What's his name again?
Aaron Rye.
Aaron Rye wins
He's
the Houston Open.
He's going to win that. He's going to win
if
that.
If Aaron Rye wins it, you guys are going to go, wow, John is a genius.
No, I'll never say
no,
that.
No, I will.
I'll never say that. But he's, I will. I just hope that Scottie Scheffler pays the proper respect to our law enforcement and doesn't run one of them over.
Please don't hit the boys in blue here.
Yeah, can you not? Can you not hit the boys?
Please don't run
or
over.
Or ladies in blue.
Please don't run over our cops here.
Yes.
God.
He's a terror.
Yeah, that was in Louisville.
Oh, you
Louisville.
Think it doesn't transfer to Texas?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No,
I hope so. I hope
Scottie's from Texas.
That thin blue line stretches across state lines.
Yeah.
Something tells me the boys in blue in Louisville said, hey, get this bastard when he's in Houston.
So.
What are you saying?
I don't.
Rough him up?
No, they're not going to rough him
if
up.
If he gets too close to somebody when he's driving.
Like, the police are not going to use excessive
what
force.
What if he's
for
bumping NWA?
No,
he's bumping NWA with the windows rolled down, being intentionally disrespectful to the police of Houston.
NWA.
What?
You know what song they sing.
I know, but I don't think Scottie Scheffler's listening to NWA.
If he hates the police, he does.
Scottie Scheffler isn't
like
isn't listening to NWA on his way to the course.
You don't know.
I know that for
you
a fact.
No, you don't know for a
he
fact.
Likes him. I'm going to look up what he likes.
Look up his
apparently
music.
He likes Bruce Springsteen and due to his Jersey roots.
Why are you saying he's from Texas?
He's from Dallas.
While there's no definitive list of Scottie Scheffler's favorite music, he has mentioned being a fan of Bruce Springsteen due to his Jersey roots and has also expressed a preference for fun, catchy, and easy songs like Tequila. That's Tequila?
You're making that
no,
up.
No, when asked about karaoke songs, Scheffler chose Tequila as a fun, catchy, and
well,
easy song.
Well, that's because the only thing you have to say is Tequila.
Other karaoke choices.
That's true. What
that's
else
the,
do you
that's
say?
Why, because you don't have to sing.
I'm going to do a deep dive to make sure he's not going to listen to NWA when he's rolling up to the course, just to make sure.
Okay.
That seems like
you'd
a threatening song, considering his background.
You know who can't get it? Now, the Cougs go tomorrow, so we haven't really.
We got tomorrow.
So we talked a little bit of tournament stuff. We'll talk about Cougs more tomorrow. We'll also talk a lot about the first game of the season for the Astros. We talked some Astros. We haven't talked a lot of Rockets. I would have liked it better if LeBron hadn't made that game-winning shot last night against Indiana.
It's better for the Rockets.
Because it would have slipped down a half game. Yeah.
No, it would have been better.
But it didn't happen. But Rockets.
Okay. Well, we've got a quote, and just we can play this, and then and then we'll get out of this segment and get the news of the weird. But we do have Carlos Boozer. Carlos Boozer. I mean, they were talking about it.
It's Chiné and Kendrick Perkins.
Kendrick Perkins, that one. Which it was too long and too.
And too Kendrick Perkins.
Too much Kendrick. Mm-hmm. Carlos Boozer had this to say about your Houston Rockets in the West.
Okay.
Everybody wants to talk about Denver Nuggets, the Lakers, the Clippers, and even the Warriors. But I'm going right there in H-Town with Houston. I think they got a star in Alperen Sengun. He's a 20-10-5 guy. Baby Jokic, I like that big perk. He's just like Baby Jokic. Does a great job. Jalen Green has turned himself into a both sides of the court guy. He can play defense, and he can score. He can put up 30 a night if he had to. He's averaging 22 right now. They got some veteran guys to go with this young core. And Van Fleet, Dylan Brooks, locking up. They got Amen Thompson and Jabari Smith Jr. This team is quietly just going about their business. They've won 9 out of 10. They lock teams up. They can score with anybody. And guess what? They're young. Young teams that are this talented are dangerous in the playoffs.
He did call him Van Fleet.
And Amen.
And Amen. And Sangoon.
Sangoon, yes.
They just aren't respected enough to get the names right just yet.
But Fred's been around
young.
Fred's been around quite a while now.
Amen is
Van Fleet.
And still
well,
haven't learned
everybody
his name.
Call
Fred Van Fleet.
He won a championship. You might want to get Van Vliet right.
Yeah.
That's three mispronunciations in one second.
Carlos Boozer, where'd he go?
Duke.
He went to Duke.
What does that mean?
I mean, tell me how great Duke is.
You don't think he went to class, do you?
Well, I thought Duke was a fine institution for learning.
Yeah.
You love Duke.
No, I
love
Duke.
Tell people what you told us before the show, that Duke's upset at White Lotus.
Yeah, Duke is upset with White Lotus.
Show on Sunday nights on HBO.
Because one of the Prey families, a couple of the people went to Duke, and the father in the family is going through some financial issues, worried about the feds coming after him, and he's considering, like, he's
suicide.
He's taking pills.
He's got a gun, yeah.
He's taking pills, and he has these dream states where he's thinking about killing himself and killing his family, and he's doing it all wearing a Duke shirt. So Duke's like, wait a minute. We didn't even give you permission to wear that shirt. Now he's doing this? We're going to have a talk.
Do you have to give somebody permission to wear a Duke shirt?
I don't think so.
Like, for a movie or whatever?
I don't know the rules there.
I don't know. Because it's not a licensing thing where you have to use a fake?
I just don't know what the
rules. Yeah, because there's other TV. Like, you can't just be a football team.
No.
You know, you can't just be the Texans.
Well, it would have been bad if Dahmer was wearing, like, a Notre Dame jersey or something.
Well, if
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that at your school.
Well, to me, this is a snotty family, too. They go to Duke. Nobody in his family is likable other than the girl. We don't really have an opinion on her.
A couple of Duke.
It's very Duke like.
And the mom's a North Carolina fan or went to the school, so it's a lot of that.
Why are you doing things
so
like this?
Duke's statement is this: Duke appreciates.
And the son's such a snot, and he wears Duke stuff. It's like perfect.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Duke appreciates artistic expression and creative storytelling, but characters prominently wearing apparel bearing Duke's federally registered trademarks creates confusion and mistakenly suggests an endorsement or affiliation where none exists. Not only uses our brand without permission, but in our views. But in our view, uses it on imagery that is troubling. That's about the dad killing himself and his family. Does not reflect our values or who we are, and simply goes too far. If this family wasn't depraved and awful, they wouldn't mind. But because of what the subject matter is,
yeah,
it's an issue.
You can't have it both ways. Ooh, a really great family has got Duke gear on, but the really crappy one does too.
Well, I think you can have it both ways, right? Like if you're. I think that's the whole thing, is they're saying they're putting us in a negative, but they're not really.
This isn't about
Duke. Backstory. It's not about
you,
Duke.
They just happen to go to Duke, yeah. And there's a conversation, but it isn't about.
And they talk
about
Durham all the time. You just need to get back to Durham.
Yeah, but it's not a story or taking a shot at Duke. They just happen to go to
Shut up, Duke. No one cares about what you're
opinions. But, you know, Duke is worried about this. Duke, the tournament is here, obviously, and if they lose a game, that father wearing a Duke shirt holding a gun to his head is going to become a thing.
It's 100% Dell's
That's
right.
What they're worried about.
Duke right now.
Yeah, Duke fans.
Ugh. Duke fans right now.
Yeah.
Or him laying on the ground with the blood in his dream state.
They probably, with the gun to the head, shouldn't have a Duke shirt on
them. Yeah, that's
that probably.
Well, he did.
That is what they're concerned about.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. Maybe on tight shot. I can't remember if the shot was where you could see Duke.
No, you could
see
it.
Duke, yeah.
Well, that's not good.
They drop a game this weekend, it'll be a thing.
Forever now.
Forever, yeah.
Forever.
It's going to be a thing because Duke, well, you got to lose at some point. It's going to be a thing, and they don't like it. I understand that part of it.
Can't blame them.
Yeah.
Can't blame them on that one. All right, time to talk about Gulf Coast Windows. My man, Jim Fiume, over at Gulf Coast Windows is awesome. Gulf Coast Windows is where you get your window on. They've got the perfect solution inside and outside. Okay, they're proud to serve homeowners throughout Texas for more than 35 years. They built a reputation for just being great. It's what they do. As part of their home replacement service, you get to choose from a variety of windows. And I'm going to tell you, the styles and the quality of these windows is second to none, okay? It's going to complement the architecture that you have. They mean these guys are experts at this. They're not going to sell you something that just doesn't fit your home. And when they do fit it, it's going to be perfectly fit. It's going to be economically advantageous for you because it's going to be a window that's going to reflect the sun, keep it cool inside where you don't have to turn the the electricity, the air conditioning up. So you're going to save money in the long run. I'm telling you, a Gulf Coast window is going to save money for you. So are you going to pay a little bit more, but you're getting the best in the business? Yeah, but in the long run, you save. So don't buy cheap because it'll cost you in the long run, not a Gulf Coast window. It's going to be perfect for your home. GulfCoastWindows.com, 713-849-5454 or GulfCoastWindows.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
This is a test. This is only a test. A Saskatchewan, 31-year-old Saskatchewan man was caught filming a 9-year-old changing.
Oh, my God.
He says he was only doing it to find out if he was a pedophile.
He was testing himself?
He was testing. Well, this is only a test.
The answer is yes, I guess.
But that is just, I mean, it's not a bad excuse, I guess.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's terrible. It's just terrible. Apparently, a police chief in New Jersey was just terrorizing his department. He pooped on the floor, spiked the coffee with Viagra.
Who did this?
And sprinkled he's the police chief in New Jersey. New Jersey police chief.
And he
in North Bergen.
And he had just gotten fired or something?
Well, he did. He's now, yes.
Now. But he didn't do this because he got fired.
So, no. He got fired because of this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like he was trying to get fired.
It sounds like it to me.
Viagra and the coffee and Viagra poop on the floor?
Poop on the floor, sprinkles hair in food, and one officer claims that he chased him around his office before jabbing him in the junk with a hypodermic needle.
Well, then he's clearly trying to get fired.
Well, or he's just having a good time.
He's having a mental
hypodermic needle?
He likes the party.
That's not a party.
A needle in the junk?
For him, it seems like a party.
That's not a party even for the attacker.
It all sounds like it's from the movie Saw.
It doesn't seem like it's a great place to work. To me, I don't know.
Less hostile than this place.
What?
You've been crushing me all day.
Well,
you're that police chief.
I am not.
Just verbally.
And finally, a babysitter. Did you ever, when you were a kid, check in the closet? Check under the bed. You know, you just wanted to see.
Yeah, monsters under the bed.
Is there a monster? Is there a monster in the house? Well, the babysitter checking for monsters for the kid that she was babysitting found a man hiding under the child's bed.
Wow.
Okay.
I would have preferred a monster.
Well, he was a monster.
Yeah,
apparently he was
better.
A monster.
Yeah.
And she came face to face with the male suspect who was hiding there under the bed. Now, that's
what's
good
the,
babysitter.
What's the finish
that's
of the story?
That's a good babysitter.
What's the finish of the
that's
story?
That's a good babysitter.
No, I'm saying, how did this end? She found him?
The cops came and arrested him.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the babysitter and the child were knocked over, and he ran out.
Okay.
And the cops came, and everybody was fine.
Good. Thank
but
you.
If, thank God she...
The
she's
end.
Is she a great babysitter? Babysitter of the year.
Yeah, normally you would think a baby says, "Shut up, kid! I'm not looking under your bed." But she looks under the bed.
She looked under the bed. Oh, look! There's no. Wait a minute! There's a guy under here.
I'm telling you, give me the monster instead, because a human being under there is much scarier.
Way scarier. Yeah.
Way scarier. But luckily, she scared him. He ran out the house and was sought by police. We are done. Hey, East River 9, what a great place for you to come and get your golf on, your pickleball on. It's a great place to come get your games on. You got Astros this afternoon to come watch. Joel and Jeremy will be doing their show here while the Astros are on. You got the NCAA tournament. And the guy, Jeff, just told us, he said, they've been packed. It's been great. They had great weather, though.
It's a great place to watch games.
Yeah, great place to watch games and eat and drink.
I do wonder if when Joel and Jeremy are doing the show, of course, we don't have speakers here.
Will someone walk up and call them dumb? Is that the question you're asking?
Well, I just wonder if they're going to be like, can you guys keep it down? We're trying to watch the Astros.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Well, but
it's not.
We don't have a loudspeaker. So.
No. But if you do come and they're talking too loud,
tell them to quiet down.
Keep it down.
Hey, shh.
Keep it down.
Altuve's at the plate.
I dare you to tell Joel that. Ooh. I dare you to tell
That's
Joel
what I want.
Down.
This is what I'm.
Please.
This is what
please
I'm here
try
for.
It
tell
see
Joel
what
to quiet down. Call Jeremy dumb. He won't be here, though, right?
He's going to have dumb.
He's
dumb,
not going to be
dumb.
Here.
Jeremy's not going to be here.
Yeah,
he's
no, he's
on,
yeah, you can only call Joel dumb in person. The Cougs are playing tomorrow. He's not going to be here.
They traveled today. They traveled today.
Or was it even yesterday?
No, yesterday.
They traveled yesterday.
He's gone.
He could fly separately.
No. He's not.
He's not doing that.
He hasn't
right
done
afterwards.
Hadn't done that yet. So he's not doing that.
Yeah, you're right.
We're done. Thank you, East River 9. Don't forget, Crawfish Boil's here Saturdays and Sundays through May right here at East River 9. Dell and Sean next right here. Don't go anywhere.
The killer bee.